Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. You are tuning in to the Truth Lies Not. I'm your host, Jewel Lyle, the speaker, the writer. I am. Today's going to be a little different, people. Right now, normally we're going to, you know, I used to be the shy guy and all that stuff. I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to do something different today. For today's topic is called Unrehearsed. Meaning, well, normally I would, like, sit down and put together, you know, like a format and follow the format. But today, I really don't have much of a format. Today is more like whatever. So today's a fun day because who knows what's going to happen. Who knows what to expect. But all you have to do is expect something great. It's always something great. That's what's going on. Something great's going on today, people. Let me just give you a little bit. So, yeah, you know, I was shy growing up, but now I speak more. That's why I'm called the speaker, because before I was called the shy guy, now I'm the speaker. Sometimes people say, hey, if I'm not talking, they wonder, well, why he ain't talking, you know? So that's different for me. Usually be like, why ain't he talking? You know, and I just said the same thing. But I hope you heard the difference in how I said it. All right. Glory be to God. So, yeah, also, I'm a Christian. You know, I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And my whole objective is to help raise up godly, successful people. This is why I do what I do, you know. I just want to encourage people to be the very best that they can be and want you to be in Christ, because without being in Christ, you really can't be the best you can be, because we were created in the image and the likeness of God, which is Jesus Christ. All right. Glory be to God for that little nugget right there. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, you know, I just want to talk to you all about prayer for a second. Prayer is very important. You know, Jesus prayed. If you look at John 16, like just about that whole chapter, he's praying for us. He's praying to God for us, you know. And if Jesus went about praying, then we have to pray too. You know, we all need prayer. I need prayer. You need prayer. Everybody needs prayer, you know, and everybody needs to pray, you know. So if you're not sure how to pray, you know, you can look at, it's something in the Bible here. Jesus tells his disciples how to pray. Where is it at? Here it is in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Okay, starting at verse 9. Okay, his disciples asked, you know, Jesus, you know, how to pray. So Jesus was like, you know, this is how you do it right here, pretty much. So it starts at verse 9. It says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Well, it says art in the King James Version, but art, that's like R, A-R-E. It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, that means holy. So, you know, holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy, that means your. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, you figure like you're eating, you know, bread. You think, you hear bread, you think food, you know. Give us this day our daily food. Now, it's not just saying food for your natural body. It's also food for your spirit, you know. So what's food for your spirit? You guys ever hear that Everlasting Life song? That's what I said in that song. All right. But food for your spirit is the word of God. You know, praying, that's food for your spirit. Praising God, that's food for your spirit. You know, witnessing, telling people about Jesus, that's food for your spirit. Yep. So we want to feed our spirits. You know, fasting is food for our spirit. You know, fasting is definitely not food for our natural body. So if our natural body is not getting being fed, praise the Lord. But fasting without doing more things for the Lord, like reading the Word, meditating the Word, praying and praising God, you're not really fasting. You're just dieting, really. So you want to be sure that you know what a fast is exactly. You will hear a lot of people in the world talk about fasting. So say, oh, I got to fast for 3 days because I got to get an ultrasound or something because they got ulcers or something like that, you know. So they got to fast for 3 days. So what they do is they don't eat for 3 days, and that's it. They're not reading the Word. They're not meditating in the Word. They're not praying. They're not praising God and all this other stuff. So that's not really a fast, you know. But they call it that because that's a familiar term that they can associate with what they have to do. All right. So let's finish the prayer here, people. Okay, verse 12 says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen." Praise God. That's the prayer that Jesus gave us to pray to God. Because in this prayer right here, it has everything. Everything, you know. He tells us, you know, first of all, we're acknowledging the Father. You know, we're acknowledging that God is our Father. Now, Jesus could have said, you know, pray therefore like this, my Father which art in heaven, or your Father which art in heaven. But he didn't say my or your when he was talking to them. He said our to let everybody know that, okay, he's my Father too. And he's also you guys' Father, so he's our Father. But when you're doing this by yourself, you don't necessarily have to say our Father. You can just say my Father, you know. That's a preference. That's up to you. I say my Father for the most part, unless I'm doing like a group prayer. There's other people around. I'll say our Father. But that's no big deal. Okay, which are in heaven. You know, hallowed, holy be thy name. We're just acknowledging the fact that God is holy. You know, you want to acknowledge, you know, who God is when you're talking to God. You know, God the Father. You let them know, like, hey, you know, holy be your name. You know, I reverence you, I worship you, I praise you. You know, just let them know that you really care who he is and stuff. All right. And let's see what else here. Thank you, God, because I tell y'all the truth. I did not know that I was going to be talking out of Matthew 6. Verses 9 through whatever right now. I mean, I stopped at 13, but I don't know if I'm going to keep going. But I had no idea I was going to be talking about this. Praise be to God. You know, this is what's going on with the unrehearsed, you know, topic, segment, show, whatever you want to call it. So glory be to God. So, yeah, so you can dissect this. It pretty much has pretty much everything in here that we need on a daily basis in this prayer. And then from there, you can expound off of this stuff and go further into different categories and continue to branch off and dig deeper. But this is like a basic format. So if you don't know what to pray, I say start off right here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. All right? There you go. So everybody knows something to pray. And then the best prayer really is the prayer from the heart. You know, just to, whatever's on your heart, just to pray that. Actually, I have something here that is me praying here. It's a song of me praying. And I just want you guys to check it out, you know. So you guys can agree with me as we just pray right quick. Does that sound good? All right, let me see if I can get that to play right quick. Hold on a second.
Calling all prayer warriors and intercessors. Let's get on one accord and pray for the nation. Come on, church, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lifting up the leader.
I pray for all the leaders in the body of Christ that we all take heed.
to the Holy Spirit's advice. And fight faith, good fight. Change our wrongs to right. Make us good in your sight. Placing us in your light. And God's word is what we're preaching. Thank you, Lord, for all the schools that are teaching. Kids your ways. Yes, Lord. The government gives you praise. And they pray before decision is made. Thanks for knocking the wickedness off the high horse. Placing the righteousness and authority back on course. Now the people rejoice. Glory to my God for the victory. As I lead, you lead the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, press in. Press, press, press. Press in. Keep praying in the spirit as we lift up the soul. Thank you, Lord, for saving a multitude of souls. Send your angels to reap them back into the sheepfold. You said you're married to the backslider. If once you go astray, I pray you turn them back to Christ expediently. Thank you for the heaven celebration, for every single soul salvation. Pouring out your spirit upon all creation. Turning folk from the sinful pleasures of the nations unto the Lord God. Reconciliation, for this is a generation of obedience, of people walking in the spirit of repentance. Thank you for your mercy that shall always remain. Please save more souls, I pray in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, don't get weary now. Just a little while longer. We're birthing some things out here. Come on, saints, let's dig deeper now. Dig deeper now. As we pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
I speak peace
in Jerusalem. Blessed be the peacemakers. I pray that you're using them. The children of God. Let your peace be shed abroad. That passes our understanding. Keeping the minds and the hearts. Let the walls of Jerusalem be revealed. Against every act of violence, I speak peace. Be still. Let them pursue peace. For Lord, you are peace. I pray that they be made whole. Not missing this piece of peace. Let it be released this day. Allow them to walk in it continually. If it be possible, with all men live peaceably. All the glory to my God. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise the Lord, saints. Give God a clap offering. Shout for joy, for it is done. We got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
All right, all right. That was awesome. That was good prayer, Brother Joel. Appreciate that. That was a nice touch to the show. That was kind of convenient, really. All right. Yeah, so let's get ready to close out, everybody. Just want to read this one scripture to you. It's my favorite scripture. It says in Matthew 16:26, "For what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So I don't go about teaching people how to gain the whole world, you know, without letting them know the importance of having Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior, because I don't want them to get everything that they want out of life. That's what it means to gain the whole world. Then in the end, lose your soul will be the point of that. That'll be pointless. All right, all right. So if you guys like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today, that is available for you right now. You can just repeat this simple prayer after me. And after you have salvation, that's what you get for having Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You get salvation, because salvation is to be delivered from something. And in this case, the something is sin, because the penalty of sin is death, not dying a natural death. Everyone's going to die a natural death, was appointed to every man wants to die. But to die a spiritual death, which is to have everlasting torment, which is to burn in the lake of fire for all eternity, you know, torment, you know, whatever you think torture is. Torment is pretty much torture, everlasting torture, you know. We don't want everlasting torture. I don't want everlasting torture. Therefore, I don't want you guys to have everlasting torture.
I just said a lot right there. All right, so if you don't want to have everlasting torture, and if you haven't already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you can repeat this simple prayer after me, and you can have everlasting life. And then from then on, you can continue to go and to grow in the things of God and become a successful, godly person. Yay! Isn't that the goal, everybody? To be a successful, godly person? I hope so. That's my goal. All right, so I'm taking as many people with me as I possibly can. As I said in the rap before, who's coming with me? I'm making home runs like Canseco. Get it? All right, I'll break that down for people later. All right, here we go. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you to come into my life and heart to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. Amen. All right, if you just made that confession, you are now saved. That's just a shorter word of way of saying you now have salvation. So people ever, you ever hear people say, hey, are you saved? I remember when I was a little kid, this lady asked me, are you saved? I was like, yeah. I didn't know what the heck she was talking about. I just think if I just say that right quick, then she'll leave me alone. She did. So it worked. So it's better to just let people know what does that mean? And if a person ain't saved, then they ain't going to know what that means. You got to say it in a way where people can know what it means. Otherwise, you know, they'll be lost. All right. So I got to go now. My time is up. But even if my time wasn't up, well, if I really don't have to go, but I'm going anyway. How about that? All right. So I'll hear from you all later, and you'll hear from me later. This is Jewel Loud, the speaker, and you are listening to The Truth Lies Not. All right. Till next time, everybody. Remember to take your vitamins. All right. Goodbye.